Russia is accusing Ukraine of using drones to attack two of its air bases, hundreds of kilometers from their shared border. Moscow says Kyiv was targeting long-range warplanes. Three servicemen were killed. Mohammed Val is in Moscow.
One of them is only 185 kilometers southeast of Moscow. It's called the Diaghilevo, or Diaghilevo Air Base. And that's where three people were killed when a fuel tanker caught fire and exploded. And the statement mentioned that those were three servicemen. The other base is about 730 kilometers southeast of Moscow. It's called the Ingalls Air Base, and that's where the bombers are stationed, the long-range bombers.
And Ukraine says a wave of Russian missile strikes have caused power cuts across the country. They targeted energy facilities in the capital and several other areas. At least two people were killed in the Zaporizhia region. President Volodymyr Zelensky says most missiles were shot down by air defense systems. At least seven people have been killed in an explosion in northern Afghanistan. It happened in the city of Mazar-i-Sharif. Explosives on a roadside were detonated as a bus was passing by. 18 others were injured. Indonesia's parliament has approved changes to the penal code that would criminalise sex outside marriage. This applies both to citizens and visiting foreigners. The new criminal code must be signed by the president to become law. Indonesia will transition from the old code to the new one in 3 years. China has been holding a public memorial service to honour its former president, Jiang Zemin, who died last week. A nationwide three-minute silence was held as sirens sounded. President Xi Jinping led tributes to the former leader. The 96-year-old died in Shanghai from leukemia and multiple organ failure. Sudan's military rulers and a coalition of political parties have signed a deal to end a political standoff which has lasted for months. The agreement is expected to pave the way for the establishment of civilian rule and elections. Some opposition groups have rejected the new deal and called for nationwide protests.